Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Did you know only 0.4% of our 396,000 monthly Joy listeners support us financially? If you love what we do, please show your support this Radiothon. This year, there's a new way to show your love. Grab a Joy Passionate Supporters Pack, complete with our 25-year T-shirt, commemorative pin, and our bumper sticker. But hurry, there's only 250 tees available. Head to joy.org.au and click the Passionate Supporter button now. Joy, 25 years proud.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track, and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast, brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
The Walkley Foundation is a name that will ring a bell with a lot of our listeners. Louisa Graham is the Chief Executive of the Walkley Foundation, and we're so pleased, Louisa, to have you on the phone, because Walkley Foundation rewards and recognises independent journalism, and that is so important, not just to us here at Joy, but to everyone in Australia. So welcome.
Thanks, Macca and Taz. It's great to be here on this chilly Saturday morning.
It is a bit, isn't it?
Well, it's good to be indoors at least.
That's right.
If you can give our listeners, Louisa, a really quick précis of what the Walkley Foundation is, and where the name comes from and what it's about.
Yeah, sure. Look, absolutely. We're 63 years young, so the Walkley Foundation has been celebrating and supporting great Australian journalism for quite some time. And interestingly, it started with the founder of Ampol Petroleum, Gaston Walkley, who was a great advocate for the importance of business journalism in shining a light on business practices and holding the powerful to account. So I think he was quite unique in his approach in that he felt that rewarding journalism helped sustain good business practices. And so this was in 1956, he started the awards, and then it eventually grew from there to now be, we recognise, 32 awards in total. And if you're a journalist or you've heard of the Walkleys, every journalist wants to win one. So it's a great brand, it's very important, and particularly now, I think, where there's where the public trust in media is something that we all need to value, and the importance of journalism as essential to our democracy is something we need to be very cognizant of. So recognising excellence and the best in journalism is now more important than ever.
It is, and a regular guest on our show is Adele Ferguson, who I think has run out of mantle space for her Walkleys. I was going to give you a bit of...
Well, I think she does ASIC's job alone, doesn't she?
Oh, well, ASIC doesn't do its job.
Where would we be without Adele?
And you know what?
I know.
If you were a company CEO or CFO and your phone rings and it's Adele Ferguson, you'd be thinking, oh dear, we're in trouble.
Yes, I guess you would. But I think one of the important functions of journalism is to be, you know, if you are approached by a journalist, if you're a large organisation or a business, is to be transparent and to be honest. Because if you're not, and if you close down that conversation, the journalist, is alarm bells are going to ring and they're going to report that story anyway. So it's important strategy, I think, for any organisation to ensure that they have those open channels with journalists.
Now, I wanted to give you a little bit of trivia. You probably know this, Louisa, but Ampol stood for Australian Motorists Petrol and Oil Limited.
Huh.
Did you know that?
No, I had no idea.
And they've been bought out by, they were bought out by Caltech.
Yes,
I can't remember when. Yeah.
But it was, it was an Australian company.
I had no idea.
That's right, yeah.
And Gaston was not very popular in the business community when he went
You've
down.
You've been reading our history.
Well, my father actually knew him. And
right, okay.
So, yeah, there's a bit of a link there. But we see so much fake news. We see so much...
That's exactly where I wanted to go.
But we see the rise of influencers, which are not journalists. Journalism, you know, is an honest and an honourable trade. But we see fake news, unfortunately, sometimes being created by journalists. How... In the walk in these awards, Louisa, and I know you've got some nominees. You have some mid-year awards, don't you? But how do we as consumers, and how do you as an organisation, how do we stop this cancer of fake news?
Well, look, I think it's a very big problem, and there's an inquiry, the ACCC inquiry at the moment into the digital platforms, and a lot of fake news was generated during the election campaign and more broadly on social media platforms. So, you know, that's what hopefully this inquiry is going to address. But I think there's a lot of discussion and a lot of talk about that at the moment and the role that social media platforms have to play in that. I think what we can do as an industry, and this is what the Walkleys assist with, is that valuing and having trust in our own content. So in quality content, and the Walkleys certainly benchmarks what that quality content is. But I think also the media organisations need to back themselves up with their content. And when they do that, the public has trust in that content. And I think that's certainly been demonstrated in the US with the rise of Trump. Subscriptions to the New York Times and Washington Post have certainly increased. So I think, you know, the public do understand what good quality news is, and certainly the Walkleys here in Australia and the Pulitzers in the US have a role to play in that. But I think certainly there is a need for media literacy and more of a focus on media literacy, and that's certainly something that the Walkleys wants to be involved in the future. And we're looking at what sort of media literacy programs there are in the US and how we might adapt those to an Australian media ecosystem.
So the mid-year awards, Louisa, give us a flavour for the type of awards that journalists are eligible for.
Sure.
Not all, but you know, some of the categories, perhaps the ones you're pretty passionate about, is always a good start.
Yeah, look, I think we have, most people know the Walkleys, but they're at the end of the year, and I guess they're the senior awards. Mm. So we felt that there was a need to recognise particularly our young journalists, which we consider to be 28 and under. So they form part of this mid-year suite, and also that also includes the student journalist of the year award. We also have a freelance journalist of the year, and that's reflecting the way that a lot more journalists are working in the industry. A lot more of us now are freelancers, and we also have a women's leadership award, and that is best practice journalism on gender equality and women, and we also have art journalism awards. So I think they reflect other areas of journalism that perhaps are often underrepresented. And I think particularly very important for us and for the industry is to champion the work of the next generation, because after all, they're our rising stars. Interestingly, there are still a lot of young people coming out of the J schools and really passionate and really interested in journalism and wanting to be journalism. Despite all its challenges and the shrinking jobs, I think that's really encouraging. And the reason I think that is so is because I think you know, journalism is a public service, and I think people are passionate about that. They want to tell the truth. They want to hold the powerful to account. They understand that journalism can, you know, change policy and change lives. And I think that's why young people are still attracted to journalism, because it does play that important function within society.
Well, it can shape public opinion for the day, and it can also change governments, as we have seen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I'm very interested in this rise of the fake news and opinion-led news.
And influencers.
And influencers, fair enough, Macca. What can something like the Walkleys do to deal with that issue?
Well, I think it's very important for us to tell our story. So our story is that we recognise the best in Australian journalism. So we have to get better at doing that, in letting the public know that good journalism does exist. And this is why this journalism has been recognised as the best of its cohort, as the best at the top of the industry. And I think helping people understand that is very important. And we're certainly trying to do a lot of work in that area. We have a public program which we host in state libraries and public institutions around the country, which showcases the craft of journalism. And I think people, you know, often think, well, okay, this, you know, they may not understand that it takes 3 months to do a really good investigative piece of journalism. Mm. And I think there is an interest in well, how do you do that investigation? What's involved? And I think the, I'm not sure if you've watched The Fourth Estate on SBS at the moment, which, yes. So I think that program, you know, shows what's actually involved in journalism and how difficult and how tough the job can be and what price the journalists themselves pay for telling their stories. And stories are so important. So I think the Walkleys can certainly, we do a bit of that, but we're certainly looking at how we can really ramp that up. And if you keep an eye on us, there'll be some developments further on in the year.
I watched something last night, Louisa. I didn't expect it to be a really fantastic program, but it was about, you might know the name Dick Cavett, who was an American sort of, not a Johnny Carson style host, and he sort of had an interview, he did a lot of interviews, but during the Watergate era, he was the first journalist, other than Bernstein and Woodward, to actually cover Watergate. And he devoted a lot of his shows to this, and it was then picked up by Walter Cronkite and, you know, and a whole lot of other journalists. And, you know, it showed that he was a program that you would not normally associate with truly serious journalism. And this was an issue that he was passionate about and he devoted time to it. And, of course, we know how that ended out. One thing I'm interested in is with the rise of digital, one of the great things about digital is the return of long-form journalism.
Yeah.
That, you know, increasingly in print, it's very difficult to...
Like the quarterly essay.
Well, yeah, but, you know, something that's 2,000, 3,000 words or more, it's increasingly difficult in print to sustain that, you know, on a very regular basis, whereas in the digital space it is. Please.
Well, I think the Saturday paper and the monthly certainly say that they're viable. So, and you know, they're both long-form formats. And I think also the other one that I found really interesting is that BuzzFeed, which most people know is our, you know, cat-sharing meme platform, they actually employ quite a lot of journalists in Australia and in the US. And on the back end of you know, behind all the cat memes and so forth on the list, they have long-form journalism. And people actually read it. So, you know, it's a different demographic. It's a younger demographic. And that young demographic still is interested in storytelling. And you know, and that's what long-form journalism does. It allows you, you know, the ability to really get to the heart of a story and really tell that story. So, absolutely, you know, I think it's nearly a reaction to, you know, to clickbait and bite-sized news that people actually are interested in storytelling and getting to the truth of an issue.
I always call influencers influenzas.
we've had an interesting comment from one of our listeners, if I can just run this by you. They say that more than ever we need independent media to expose corruption in our society and holding politicians to be accountable. What's your view about this notion of our media not being independent?
Well, it's a bit of a challenge in Australia because it is a small market and we have some big players that dominate the market. But absolutely, an independent media, you know, is means a viable media and certainly, you know, a contribution towards democracy. But look, I think things are changing, and I think if you look at the US where there's a flourishing not-for-profit media environment, which I guess does promote more independent operators to come through, that's certainly something that formed part of two of the recommendations that came out of the Senate inquiry into public interest journalism, that in Australia we needed tax concessions to promote not-for-profit journalism in Australia. So I think that is something that is absolutely... I think that's the way that we will be headed, and certainly the Walkley Foundation has its not-for-profit status and its tax deductibility, and that's certainly something that we're, you know, we're talking about. So we're raising that issue within the Australian media landscape as a viable notion.
Well, far be it from me to draw donations away from Joy, but I would encourage I would encourage people think about the Walkley Foundation, think about how important supporting independent journalism is, that without it, you'd be reading an awful lot of crud and you won't enjoy it, and you will, once it's gone, it's pretty hard to bring it back. So think about, listeners, supporting the Walkley Foundation, because the Walkley Foundation recognises independent journalism and rewards it. It's very, very important work. Louisa Graham, we'd love to talk to you again later in the year. It's
absolutely.
I think it's a wonderful foundation. It does some incredible work. Gaston would be proud of you.
And hopefully one day some of our very own Joy journalists might end up in there the mix.
You never know.
Absolutely. Louisa, encourage them to enter.
Thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and keep up the great work.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Macca and Taz.
A pleasure.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.